B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is time for Hembo Stats, and Paul Hembokidis, who is the main producer on the ESPN show Get Up, joins us. Hembo, how you feeling?
Thank you, miss. Are you ready to watch this dreadful football game tonight, brother?
Dreadful? Dreadful. I'm excited. I'm energized.
I really am.
It has brought my energy level up to know that the Eagles can get to the playoffs, and I think they will.
I actually think they will, too, and they have the easiest schedule left in the league, so if they don't, they won't have anyone to blame but themselves.
Sir. Yeah, no, they're not good, don't get me wrong, but the other team is falling apart.
Here's my thing, like, if the Cowboys were 10-2 right now, though, how much different would the narrative, I mean, we'd be
total,
firing people,
totally
right?
Different narrative. Yes.
Come on. So, I mean, you have to evaluate this team based on what they've done, not what they've done in relation to what the Cowboys have or haven't done.
Yeah, and they haven't done a lot, I get it. But see, having an extra week of football with a national audience paying attention is better than not, in my opinion.
Well, of course, in the 2014 Panthers were below 500. They won their division. They won a playoff game, as were the 2010 Seahawks. So we've seen it before. The Eagles have a better home field advantage than almost any team in the NFL. So it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility. And if they wind up making it that far, it will have meant they won, you know, a few games in a row. At the very least, right?
Correct. All right, let's get to the numbers, because it's interesting. You are providing some onus for a coaching staff that has not really been that intellectually responsible, and you're kind of teasing them into doing a certain thing here. We all know that they should run the football tonight in this kind of weather. However, the statistics for Carson Wentz indicate that he should pass the ball, and he should pass the ball going to his left.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, if you're listening, go left. Young man, the Giants own one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL, and their numbers on passes from the left hash to the left sideline are dreadful, allowing a QBR of 92 out of 100 and 9.5 yards per pass attempt. Both of those numbers are the worst mark in the NFL. Further, rookie cornerback DeAndre Baker primarily patrols that side. He's allowed 5 touchdowns as nearest defender. That's most of any player in the league without an interception, according to NFL Next Gen Stats. In my judgment, Alshon Jeffrey on DeAndre Baker is the most advantageous matchup that the Eagles have in this game.
All right, so all they have to do is hit some out patterns here, because this kid looks like he's scared to death getting beat long, so he pinches in where he's got safety help, and that's open all day for Carson Wentz.
He does, but I have to say, though, the last time the Eagles played there with any sort of weather, he was not able to cut the wind, and obviously it's going to be a rainy one tonight, it's going to be wet. That would worry me a little bit, but the Giants' pass defense is dreadful. I'd love if they can set it up with some play action in the running game with Miles Sanders and the like. I'm just not sure how effective that's going to be given what we've seen the last few weeks.
All right. Eli Manning, back. Plays terrible usually in Philadelphia. Has not been successful when he was a good quarterback in this series. Now he's not a good quarterback who lost his job. So you are advising the defensive coordinator how to handle this guy.
Jim Schwartz, if you're listening, I have one word for you and your defense, and that word is blitz. Dating to week 8, the Eagles on the highest sack rate in the NFL on blitz plays and have applied pressure at the 4th highest percentage during that time. Further, on the other side, ESPN uses a statistic called pass block win rate to measure effectiveness of pass protection. The Giants rank 15th overall, but 25th when facing 5 or more pass rushers. And Mikey Miss, we've seen it more than once how skittish Eli gets when he sees a bunch of green guys right in front of him.
Yes, but he's not really primarily a blitzer. He has blitzed more in the past. Do you think he gets that memo?
I don't know. The problem is he hasn't had much confidence in blitzing, because if those guys don't get home in 2.5 seconds, his cornerbacks are just so terrible that they're hung out to dry. And it's hard to blame him. But because Eli gets the ball out so snippy, I think you're going to see some more linebacker blitzes and probably fewer stuff from the defensive backs. That would be my...
I agree with you, because you know what that means? That's an incompletion. He'll take incompletions all day. Meanwhile, you look up and it's 3rd and 10.
Yes. Eli Manning is unlike Daniel Jones in the fact that he's going to play with risk aversion being his number one priority. I saw earlier in the week Jim Schwartz was saying that Daniel Jones really holds on to the football a lot. Eli Manning is the exact opposite. So if the Eagles are going to hit on blitzes, they're going to probably have to do it pretty quickly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, now let's talk about Eli, because there is this age-old barroom conversation about whether he's a Hall of Famer. And most people say 2 Super Bowls, automatic Hall of Famer. However, tonight if he loses, he dips below 500 winning percentage for his career.
I love this. Eli has 116 wins and 116 losses in his regular season career, and people tell me he's a lock for the Hall of Fame, although Jim Plunkett, he's got two rings, he would disagree. Mikey Miss, there are only two Hall of Fame quarterbacks that own a losing career record, and those are Joe Namath and Sonny Jurgensen. With a win tonight, the Eagles will have beaten Eli 20 times in the regular season. That would be the second most losses by a quarterback against any team during the Super Bowl era.
Neither Joe Namath nor Sonny Jurgensen belong in the Hall of Fame, either. But since they're in, doesn't that make Eli a lock?
Put it not until we put in Jim Plunkett will I be willing to talk about. Uh-huh. Eli has not had a great career. He's had two great runs, right? I mean, the numbers say as much. His postseason pedigree, other than 07 and 2011, say as much. Eli Manning isn't a great player, and if his name was Philip Rivers, I don't think he'd be going to the Hall of Fame. But of course, he plays. You know, he comes from football royalty, so I think that'll like, all that matters is those guys in the room. You know how those guys talk each other up. I think Eli Manning gets it in probably on the first ballot, as much as I.
Yeah. All right. Now we always end with the percentage chance I'm getting a pass. I'm stunned at this, but here's what I know: the football power index, ESPN's football power index, does not take into consideration whether another team is fragmenting, and so they don't know. The computer doesn't know that Dallas is coming apart at the seams, right?
The computer doesn't. Well, the computer knows, but it's slower to react than our eyes are. Right now, the Eagles have a 30% chance to get in. That number only goes up to 35 with a win tonight. In other words, the computer is essentially banking a win for the Eagles tonight. Uh-huh. If they lose, that number dips to 10%. We can probably kiss the season goodbye.
Okay.
FPI gives the Eagles an 82% chance to win tonight. That's a 12-point favorite. FPI likes them even more than Vegas does.
Okay, so the 30% chance is meaning that the Eagles. Well, what's Dallas's number? Do you know?
Well, Dallas's number is about 70 because obviously neither of these teams have almost any shot or any shot at all with the wild card. So it's going to come down to Week 16 in Philly in all likelihood.
The computer thinks that Dallas is a better team.
The computer thinks Dallas is a slightly better team than the Eagles right now, and frankly, it's hard to blame them. At least they have one unit that has demonstrated the potential to be great. That offense, they're making the top five in the league in efficiency. The defense has been very inconsistent. But right now, the Eagles are actually a slight home dog Week 16 against Dallas, according to our computer.
Oof. All right, so you're feeling win tonight?
I'm feeling win tonight. It's hard. I mean, if the Eagles lose to Eli on Monday Night Football in the rain,
All right, but you're feeling win tonight, are you feeling win the division playoffs?
I think the Eagles are going to win the division.
All right.
I do, because like the Cowboys are a miraculous disaster. I mean, this is the kind of thing that makes Stephen A. wake up in the morning. Like it is clear and obvious to me that they might not win another game against the real team. The game that would concern me is the Redskins are actually probably playing the best football of any team in this division right now.
Stephen A. did a Cowboy riff this morning.
Yeah, he was piping.
A Cowboy riff like Eddie Murphy in a trading play or 48 Hours.
Yeah. He is the best at what he does. That the performances that he gives us every week.
I have to say, it was a pretty good performance this morning. He pulled it off. I don't know how he did it, but he pulled it off.
There's always new material. Believe it or not, my wife is the sort of coordinator for that show. So she has to buy him like a dozen cigars every year for him to chew on that show, and he'll end up with all the spit all over by the end of the season. That's when you know the Cowboys have had a bad year.
All right, Hembo, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you.
You're a good man.
There he is, Paul Hebekides, ESPN.